Roads connecting Sigulda, Grimolda, and Torida have formed over the course of many centuries. One of these, Serpentine Road, is rich with history from Grimolda to Sigulda. This road partially lies within the former moat of Grimolda Medieval Castle and the follows down to the slope to Sigulda. The idea for this road can be seen in the drawings for the 17th century Grimolda Castle and Manor. To provide safe travel for horse-drawn carriages up and down the Gauya Valley, the road was made winding to reduce grade. The word serpentine comes from the Latin word for serpent and means snake. It is commonly believed that the majority of improvements made to this road occurred just prior to the 1862 visit to Sigulda by Alexander II, Tsar of Russia, and his spouse. The tourist pathways were also improved at this time. Above the road were rope bridges, which the locals refer to as devil's bridges. With the development of the automobile and paved roads, the Serpentine Road was no longer illuminated during the second part of the 20th century. In 2006, a historic reconstruction of the road was conducted. The road was cobbled and light posts and benches installed. The Serpentine Road has now become a place for romantic walk. It is also bicycle accessible. Once you have walked the winding Serpentine Road and have reached the top of the Grimolda side, take your time to explore the centre of Grimolda Manor. Nearby, you'll find the ruins of Grimolda Medieval Castle. At the bottom of the Serpentine Road, a trail begins leading you along the picturesque banks of the Vikmester River. Gutmann's Cave is also nearby. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.